Hello, friends. Denny Pirto here with a lesson from the Shorter Catechism. In this lesson, we begin to look at the Fourth Commandment. Question and answer 57. Which is the Fourth Commandment? The Fourth Commandment is, remember the Sabbath day to keep it holy. 6 days you shall labor and do all your work, but the seventh day is the Sabbath of the Lord your God. In it you shall not do any work. You, or your son, or your daughter, or your manservant, nor your maidservant, nor your cattle, nor the stranger that is within your gates. For in 6 days the Lord made the heavens and the earth, the sea, and all that is in them, and rested on the seventh day. Wherefore the Lord blessed the Sabbath day and hallowed it. One of the first questions we come to when discussing the Fourth Commandment is the abiding nature of the Fourth Commandment. In other words, since the Fourth Commandment was given in the Old Testament, and it relates to the seventh day, does the Fourth Commandment apply to Christians in the New Testament? And we maintain that the answer is yes. Commandment to keep the Sabbath is what we call a creation ordinance. In other words, the keeping of the Sabbath is an ordinance that's built into creation. And there are a couple of other creation ordinances. One of them is work, and the other one is marriage. When you look at the Old Testament in the book of Genesis, here's what you read. And God blessed them, and God said to them, this is Genesis 1, verse 28, be fruitful and multiply and fill the earth and subdue it, and have dominion over the fish of the sea and over the birds of the heavens and over everything, living thing that moves on the earth. In other words, Adam and Eve were to work in this world after they were created, and they were to build a culture in obedience to God that would bring glory to God. Work is a creation ordinance. And in like manner, the Sabbath day is a creation ordinance. Genesis 2 and verse 1 says, thus the heavens and the earth were finished, and all the hosts of them. And on the seventh day God finished his work that he had done, and he rested on the seventh day from all the work that he had done. So God blessed the seventh day and made it holy, because on it God rested from all his work that he had done in creation. From all the work that he had done in creation. The seventh day rest is a part of the creative order. It is what we call a creation ordinance along with work. And then, of course, marriage is the third creation ordinance. Therefore, man shall leave his father and mother and hold fast to his wife, and they shall become one flesh. Genesis 2:24. Yes. God brought Adam and Eve together and performed the first marriage ceremony, and so Genesis chapter 2 speaks about the man coming together with his wife. Marriage. So, the Sabbath, work, and marriage are three creation ordinances. And because they are creation ordinances, they are abiding ordinances. They carry on in this creation as it is given to us by God, whether we live in the Old Testament era or in the New Testament era. And so, the fourth commandment, which has to do with work and rest, is a commandment that should be obeyed and understood to apply to us in the present age. Now, what does the Sabbath involve? What are we to remember on the Sabbath? Well, I just read from the Catechism and the Fourth Commandment, and the end of the commandment reads like this: For in 6 days the Lord made heaven and earth and sea and all that is in them, and rested in the seventh day. Wherefore the Lord blessed the Sabbath day and hallowed it. The Sabbath day was set aside in creation so that we might remember God as our Creator. And so one of the purposes of the Sabbath day is for us to take time and contemplate our God as the one who created us. Then we may turn to Deuteronomy chapter 5. And in Deuteronomy chapter 5, we have a second recitation of the fourth commandment. Listen to what Moses says in Deuteronomy chapter 5. Observe the Sabbath to keep it holy, as the Lord your God commanded you. 6 days you shall labor and do all your work. But the seventh day is a Sabbath to the Lord your God. On it you shall not do any work, you or your son or your daughter, or your male servant or your female servant, or your ox or your donkey, or any of your livestock, or the sojourner that is within your gates, that your male and your female servant may rest as well as you. You shall remember that you were a slave in the land of Egypt, and that the Lord your God brought you out from there with a mighty hand and an outstretched arm. Therefore the Lord your God commanded you to keep the Sabbath day. On the Sabbath day, the people of old were to remember their redemption. And in our day, as we celebrate the weekly Sabbath, you and I are also to remember our redemption through our Lord Jesus Christ. And so, two great purposes of the Sabbath are given to us here: to remember God, our Creator, and to take time to reflect on this creation which God has been pleased to give us, and to reflect on the great God of heaven and who He is. And secondly, we are to take time to remember our redemption. And as Christians, we are to remember our redemption through Jesus Christ and how He brought about this great redemption for us. And then finally, there is a third great purpose for the Sabbath that we might look at. And it comes to us in Exodus chapter 31 and verse 13. Exodus 31 and verse 13. You are to speak to the people of Israel and say, Above all, you shall keep my Sabbath, for this is a sign between me and you throughout your generations, that you may know that I am the Lord who sanctifies you. How are we to be assured and know that it is the Lord, that the Lord is the one who does sanctify us, who does separate us from the world for His purposes and to follow Him? The Sabbath day is a sign for us, and as we observe it, we are to contemplate the fact that God has set us aside for His purposes, and it is He who sanctifies us and sets us aside. There are many people in this world, in the Christian church, who have a problem with assurance. They do not know if they have been set aside by God for His purposes in salvation. I say to them, utilize the Sabbath day for the purpose for which it was given to us. Listen again to the text in Exodus 31, verse 13. Above all, you shall keep my Sabbaths, for this is a sign between me and you and throughout your generations, that you may know that I, the Lord, sanctify you. That you may know that the Lord above in heaven is the one who sanctifies you. And so, utilize the Sabbath as a day in which you should realize that God promises to use the day to help you understand Him better and to help you understand that He is the one who works in your life and sanctifies you for the purposes of following Jesus Christ. And as this is the case, you can also use the Sabbath properly to think about the things of your Creator and think about the things of your Redeemer, Jesus Christ. Well, often the question then comes, what can I do on the Sabbath? Can I do this or that on the Sabbath? And when this question arises, I usually say to individuals, when you ask this question, you've already compromised the Sabbath because you are not concentrating on the beauty of what God calls you to do, but you are asking the question, how far can I go, and how far can I go in testing God without actually violating the Sabbath? You are not to test the Lord your God. You are not to put the Lord your God to the test. That is certainly not the idea of the Sabbath day. The idea of the Sabbath day is a day that you are given in which you may rest before God and contemplate His goodness before you. And so, you are to not compromise the Sabbath by asking the question, what may I do on the Sabbath? But you are to remember what you are to do. Finally, remember this. As you read the commandment in the Scriptures given to us in Exodus chapter 20, again it reads like this. Remember the Sabbath day to keep it holy. 6 days you shall labor and do all your work, but the seventh day is the Sabbath of the Lord your God. The fourth commandment not only gives opportunity for rest, but the fourth commandment also commands work. And you and I are to work 6 days of the seven. This is the command of God. Most of us have jobs in which we work 5 days a week. But then we also have other work that must be accomplished in our homes and on the property that we live. We need to mow the grass. We need to paint the house. There are various tasks of upkeep that we have. And during the week, in the 6 days that God gives us, you and I must carry out the work that God has set before us. 6 days you shall labor. And that's a command. And you and I are not to slack off from the work that God sets before us. We are not to look for ways to weasel out of that work. We are not to look for ways to gain extra holidays from that work. You and I are commanded by God to carry out in 6 days the work that He has given to us. And if you have a job in which you labor, you are commanded by God to carry out faithfully all the duties that you have in that work that in God's providence has been given to you. And if you have a family and if you have a home, you have certain duties in that family and in that home which call you to work, and you are to fulfill those duties and those obligations. And then, on the seventh day, you and I are to set aside the labors of the 6 days of the week and celebrate the fact that God is our Creator and God is our Redeemer, and we have an opportunity to rest before Him and understand that He is indeed the one who sanctifies us. This is the fourth commandment that has been given to you and to me as a perpetual ordinance to be kept before God. Thanks for listening.